Aunt Laura and the Crack of Dawn. Very shortly after I was born, Aunt Laura came to live with us. She was, in reality, my great-aunt, Daddy's Aunt Laura Henry. She had lived unmarried with her sister-in-law, my grandmother Henry, until Grandmother died the same year I was born. After Grandmother's death, Aunt Laura became what Daddy called a floater. She would live in the spare front bedroom at our house for weeks at a time. After her first such visit continued for more than a month, Mother came out of her room one Saturday afternoon and looked harshly up at my Daddy. "It's time," she said, "to take her for a ride." We loaded Aunt Laura and her small cardboard suitcase into our old blue Dodge. After a long and scenic ride around Nantahala County, we ended up for a visit at Aunt Hester's house. We returned home alone. After she had served her month, Aunt Hester floated Aunt Laura down to Aunt Marie's house. When that month was passed, my brother Joe and I, at least, welcomed her back to our house for another term. We loved it when she was with us. She was the first adult in my life who kept loving me no matter what I did. In fact, she liked it more the worse I was. She played with us all the time. Aunt Laura was the oldest living thing I'd ever seen. She always wore long dresses which came down to the floor, bonnets on her head, whether indoors or out, and thick, rimless glasses which turned into mirrors when she looked at us. We never knew what color her